and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Lindabot, 7:05 on June the 28th, Thursday, last couple of days in June. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and up in our chat room. Good morning, Indy Guy. And good morning to those
good
future
morning,
chatters,
Indy Guy.
Packers that come in. Of course, good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How come you're a microphone? How come you've got that gold-plated microphone? And you've got special wires and in new headphones, and we don't. Why is that, Bad Bob? Because you're the engineer?
That would be one theory, yes.
Okay. Be that way. All right. But speaking of new headphones and a gold voice, here's Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Don't you love that segue? 7:06 in the morning, like Carl said, it is the 28th. I don't know about you, but it's one of those things where you don't know how to dress. I know it's so trivial. We're really, really ready to hear what's coming down with the ruling here, in just a few moments. But it's 90 today. Right now it's 58, but it's going to be 90 today with temperatures tonight around 58. And going through my closet, it's one of those. Is it raining? Is it cloudy? So I feel like I'm dressed in gray colors, sure, not really sure quite yet to dress in the brights. Because as soon as I dressed in the brights, we had that funky weather. So it's just kind of this in between. But we couldn't believe. I mean, we look at the calendar and we realize that next week is the 4th of July. And of course, we're going to be working here all next week. Curious to you, of course, we're going to be doing lots of patriotic things on the 4th of July as well. The month has passed by so quickly, and here we are in the first month of July starting next week. So I do have tickets I'm going to be giving away this first hour for talking about being a patriotic or being a patriot or however you can be patriotic. I've got tickets for Homeland, which is an incredible show that's going to be happening at the Cascade Theater
tomorrow night.
So I'm going to be making an announcement here in just a little bit, but we do have a very important caller on the phone right now. Let's go to Wells Fargo Market moment.
I need to switch the lines. One moment, please.
Okay. Switch the lines because we'll hit them, and then we're going to go to Senator Doug LaMalfa. Hey, and our Wells Fargo Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor for the Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Well, major averages are starting out in the red as investors wait for the Supreme Court ruling on Obama's health care reform law. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 126 points at 12,500. The S&P 500 is off 11 points at 1320. The Nasdaq Composite is down 30 points at 2845. Active stocks on the big board, Caterpillar down a nickel, trading at 82.20. ExxonMobil is down 52 cents at 82.68. Ford positive 2 pennies at $10.04. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 8 cents at $15.24. North Valley Bank up 12 cents, trading at $12.98. Bank of Commerce down 3 cents at $3.96. In the fixed income department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.59%. The 30-year bond is, and I don't have that figure, I'll get it next time. For commodities, gold is down $13.80 an ounce at $15.64. Silver's down a quarter at $26. Crude oil off 52 cents at $79 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning for our Wells Fargo Advisors. Go on down and talk to them. They've got great advice. They're on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to Senator LaMalfa, and we're going to be talking about the Veterans Home and a couple of other things, but it appears that there's not really good news for the Reading Veterans Home and getting it open. We'll be right back.
I'm attorney Lucky Jisrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jisrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jisrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the Reading Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
Allman B. Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. Allman B. Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. Allman B. also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's Allman B. Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:13 in the morning, and we want to go right to our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator LaMalfa, thanks for coming on today.
How you doing?
Well, it was short notice, I know.
We're good. Thanks for calling in.
But we've got, got the word yesterday is that while the Veterans Home was taken off the trigger list, so when the tax raise initiative doesn't pass, that it immediately loses money, but they took money away from it?
Well, it's already been triggered, basically, yes. It's already been shot because we've been, as this has been developing over the weeks and months here, what had been about a $26 million process some months ago to get the two veterans' homes, our one in Redding and the one down in Fresno, in addition to the three in Southern California that were rolled out in the last, year and a half, 2 years. New homes for veterans to house and property, take care of them. Now we've seen it morph down to nothing at all in the budget. We were able to fight back to get $10.6 million in of the original 26, which would have had a delayed rollout. But, I think everyone's been extremely understanding, saying, yeah, it's a tough budget time, tough times for the state. And so, everybody gives a little, right? Well, already a lot has been given just on this here, and we won't even talk about what the sacrifice our veterans have been through as a comparison. That said, a deal was struck here recently. Several of us worked out something with the Senate Budget Committee to match what the Assembly Subcommittee had done previously. and that was have a $10.6 million rollout, which still would have delayed but not completely stopped the process. So that would have put us back to starting the staff up next January, and veterans would be able to start moving into the home in June of 2013. So, okay, you bite the bullet and...
So they moved it out another, you know, we looked at it as moving out, okay, another 6 months, and I was like, okay. But at least it was being open. They looked us in the eye, the veterans that went down there, the hundreds and hundreds of veterans that went there, because we care, and they looked us in the eye and said, okay, you know what, we see it, we got it. You know, they kept saying it, we got it, okay, we're going to give it to you. So they gave it to us, and then they, in the dark of night again, Senator?
Yeah, again, most of this budget process has been done in a back room amongst either the governor or the majority leadership here. And I just, you know, for a deal that's been in place for about a week or so, and then it's gone. I guess your word lasts about a week around here, because we had $10.6 million in. I identified, well, we had our discussion, that there's already been $25 million in, if you want to call it savings, quote unquote, in other areas of Veterans Affairs and the way fund shifts have worked and all that. And none of those had hurt really too much. But we can identify $25 million worth of savings already to the budget, and we can't even keep the $10.6 million in, or by and large, why don't we just save $25 over and get these homes open, because, you know, there's a couple hundred million dollars worth of investment there to put these buildings up.
These homes.
Get ready to go. And now they can be doing basically nothing other than running the air conditioner real low or run the heat in the winter and pay some security guards to keep an eye on the place.
I don't know. We're still paying administrative staff there full price, I think, full salaries, all these people. But the bottom line is it's not just this year that they've done this. They've thrown this back into the hopper again, which means that we have to go back into the next year's budget so they can do this one more time. Is this correct?
Well, what we're down to now is, as we've mentioned before, the state has budgeted $3.3 million to do nothing. It just takes $3.3 million to pay the staff that is there preparing and the security guards and the electrical bill. $3.3 million was budgeted just to do nothing with the two, okay? And so this budget here has pared down what we had, the deal we'd made, from 10.6 to now 4.22 million, which is not quite a million above zero to operate. So what we'll see with that million is that they can start doing things in April of next year, and then veterans can start being served in October of next year. So it's an additional 3 months delay over what our deal had been, using that extra, not extra, that's the wrong word, but that $1 million above the very baseline just to keep them mothballed. So our $10.6 million has been knocked down to $4.2
million. So
the bottom line is we get a little less than $1 million to start even more delays. So
if nothing else changes, we'll be able to get at least one or two veterans in there?
Yeah, they might be able to walk the halls there starting in October of next year. So
maybe
this is the swap out from what would have been the trigger cut, I guess, is the way it's seen. So the $4.2 million can be spent instead of just, you know, for security guards and running the AC, is the $4.2 can be spent moving veterans in October of next year. And using the staff to actually do that instead of just keep an eye on the place.
That's
the viewpoint. So we're an additional 3 months over the deal we'd been made of delay, and even more downsized. So, and that's instead of the trigger cut. So we get $1 million instead of a trigger cut. That's about it.
Well, then I would say is that obviously the Train to Nowhere is not going to get any funding, and illegals are not going to get any funding, and these committees aren't going to get any funding because if you're going to just fund the veterans enough, just barely open the place, I don't believe that's even going to happen. So all the rest of these must be no money left in those areas then, right?
Oh, yeah, that's all tongue in cheek. I hear you there, Carl, but yeah, that's still full forward. We're going to see We just finished the body of work on the budget trader bills last night. The governor signed the budget in chief yesterday with a little fanfare, which there's nothing to be proud of there. But then we will soon be contemplating early part of next week is supposedly the schedule to go ahead and fund high-speed rail. As you know, as you mentioned, the DREAM Act and the other stuff, that's already ongoing. But high-speed rail is now going to be on the front burner before the summer break here next week. We might talk about pension reform, things like that, or we might not. It's this place is about as dysfunctional as that you would ever see a government run. And I don't mean to be just cynical or say, oh, because I'm this party and they're that party. I mean, it breaks down every single day. What we will have, though, Carl, there's going to be 57 new positions hired for the Franchise Tax Board to go out and start assessing and enforcing the collection of the fire fee that is going to be $150 or more on every parcel of people that live in the state responsibility area. So we are hiring those people up.
Well, Linda and I want to put in the applications for that. So.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. Will you stay with us to the other side? We have more questions for Doug LaMalva.
Sure.
Okay,
hey, thanks,
we'll be
Senator.
Right back. KCNR 1460.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:24 in the morning, and our guest is Senator Doug LaMalva. We have him for about another 5 minutes before he has to run, and we have to run. Senator, there's another...
Fire, the irony of your bumper music won't get fooled again.
Oh. We won't be fooled. Yeah, you know what? Bad Bob pulls up some. He pulls in some great things here. Hey, Senator, there's another bill that's working its way into it that somebody sent to me about. It's AB, 2179, about the Fish and Game Department can now raise the, can triple the amount of fines, and they don't have to go to the district attorney anymore. They become autonomous.
Yeah, that's gone. You bottom line, you hit it. Yes, that came through, and they supposedly removed the tripling to only doubling here, but the autonomy is the dangerous part there, because, you know, I mean, I know a lot of hunters, and, you know, if you end up with a couple extra ducks sometimes, you shoot into a flock or whatever, it's just going to make you a major criminal over minor things. And it also is going to apply to farming and ranching opportunities. If there's another bill coming by Fran Pavley to say if you absolutely do any tiny thing wrong, incidentally, you get the full-blown prosecution. This is fundraising for the state that's going on. 2179, it made it through committee there. I protested pretty vehemently about the bill, and the stuff just keeps going through. I think we have vandals running the state of California, because this place is completely against private property ownership. It's against small businesses, medium businesses. It's against family values. It's against doing budgets. I just can't believe it every day when I sit in committee or on the floor and see the stuff that comes at us and thinks this is a good policy or fair policy or one that treats the citizens of the state well. And I'm not an overly dramatic person. I'm pretty calm most of the time, but it requires restraint to get through this process and try and speak logically and clearly and not let emotions take you away when you see this, because I come back to the district and I talk to our constituents and I see how this negatively affects them in their ability to simply exist with their business. They want everything to be owned by the government. They want everything to be, you know, determined that we're all going to live in a certain way, drive a certain car, live in a certain type of house, or have it all be run by people that don't know what they're doing in a bureaucracy somewhere. It's just so maddening. And I hearken back to Stan Statham's issue of dividing the state here a few years ago. And, you know, Northern California is a complete different world than what the urban legislature is trying to do.
By the way, Senator, it has just been announced that the Supreme Court upheld the individual insurance requirement at the heart of Obama's health care overhaul. Decision handed Obama. This says that the court's judgment allows the law to go forward with its aim of covering more than 30 million. So now we have a forced insurance mandate from cradle to grave. Thank you, Chief Justice Roberts, who I understand voted with the majority on that one.
Roberts went with it?
That's what I heard in the Drudge Report, said that. It doesn't say it in this AP, but. So now, we've just destroyed our medical system.
Don't tell me we just destroyed the American dream. We have not destroyed the American dream.
We haven't. We've just destroyed.
But we put a huge dent into it.
We've just put a huge dent in the medical system.
Well, the American dream still lives within our hearts, our minds, our working hands, and even to some extent in the barrels of the enforcer of our rights in the Second Amendment. And so, you know,
said barrels
Mr.
And
Jefferson,
vowels.
Mr. Jefferson said a revolution once in a while isn't a bad thing, and he also said that the tree of liberty is sometimes nourished by the blood of patriots. And so when we remember those things, when we remember the spirit of the American people, of what we still stand for, especially in rural America, and these values we have, we see these things going on, and we see what's being dumped on us, but we have to know that we still have that will, that strength, that ability, that when we get tired of it, to push back. But we made a giant mistake 3.5 years ago as a country by electing that person to the White House.
Anyway,
allowing that Congress to do that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
So now
this
we have to undo it.
We've got to run, Senator. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Doug LaMalfa, you're our champion.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to keep fighting. Don't worry. Don't give up.
Hang in there. Keep fighting.
All right.
You bet.
KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
The Fox Business Network. Wall Street's kicking off the trading day in a sea of red. Disappointing news on the U.S. economy is weighing heavily on the markets. Skepticism the European summit would agree on concrete measures regarding the region's debt crisis is also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down triple digits. Though fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, jobless claims remain elevated, a sign of muted growth in the labor market. 386,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits, slightly more than what economists had forecast. But jobless claims have been below the 400,000 mark for 24 straight weeks. And the U.S. economy expanded at a slower pace during the first 3 months of the year than initially thought. The final government reading on the gross domestic product, or GDP, increased 1.9%. That was in line with the second reading and Wall Street's expectations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You know, every morning when I wake up, I'm a happy little camper since I purchased my Natura all-organic latex mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Let Steve or Sonny show you a mattress that'll give you that same blissful sleep. I promise you, you won't be sorry. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you always receive 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and those nice guys will haul away your old mattress for free. Cresson's have a huge in-stock inventory of adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds to choose from. So you can purchase your new mattress today and sleep like a baby tonight. Take it from me, you'll be a happy camper too. Locally owned since 1994, Cresson's Mattress Gallery, Redding's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl on the bot. 7:35 in the morning, June the 28th. Mark this day down. Circle it. It's going to have a huge impact on your lives in the future.
We want to try to keep you somewhat centered.
But we want to. By centering, by this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143. Yeah, just about walked by with a roll of toilet paper and a knife. He said, and he's making these motions toward his wrist. But, you know, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, specials on coffee beans, the whole shooting match. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, last stick standings, big cigar sales, a meet or beat any price on tobacco in this town. What can I say about also about Joe and Shelley, who have supported this community for over 35 years in all types of veterans events and just community events, helping people raise money who have been hit by fires and other types of disasters. Good people doing good work for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. You want to give away some tickets for Homeland.
You know what? I think we have a couple things we want to cover here. First of all, we'd like to tell our listeners, and Bob, you can help me with this. This is a dear friend of ours.
Well, this is when it hits home. Very close to home, yeah.
Absolutely. Dear friend of ours, and his daughter was in a severe car crash. Right, Bob?
Yeah, well, she was in the car by herself. Raven Chavez, just a delightful young woman, full of promise, athlete, excellent student, athlete,
beautiful.
Singer, model. I mean, you name it.
Beautiful girl. Beautiful
absolute
girl.
Apple of her father's eye. She was his universe. She is now, the latest word is she is paralyzed, shoulders down as a result of this accident. And the community, I think, there's things we can do about the national picture, but here local, our people close to home, we can get behind one of our own who's been injured and had a bad turn and help them on a much more immediate basis.
That's where we have an impact.
And Raven is a good girl. I know that I coached her. Maybe she came to the house three or four times. I coached her on the national anthem when Fred had bought her and said she wants to be a singer. And so we worked on that. She was going to be singing the national anthem at one of the functions. And then after that, I know that she had sang it. So I got a chance to really spend some time with her. And she is just, you know, her condition, of course, is very severe. But in her spirit, she's a great person. So please put your prayers around Raven Chavez and let's.
Yeah, you can go. There's a Facebook page if you Facebook Raven Chavez. I know that one of the local banks has set up a fund, and I'm going to try to get some information that we can distribute here. Use the power of a community radio station to get some information out, because, come on, this is one of our – I've worked with Fred on many, many video projects. He is the consummate good guy. And this is the kind of stuff that makes you kind of reevaluate your perspectives and maybe see what you can do about having an effect on something that you can affect.
Absolutely. And on that note, as far as, okay, what we've heard, you know, with our rulings, I'm sure a lot of us feel like the wind's been taken out of our sail. And you have, what you do with that personally is I don't know how you deal with it, but I look at what can I do within myself and within my community. That's how I deal, and I know that we're facing a big change in our country. So let's keep hold of our patriotism. Let's keep hold of the hope. We need to do that. And you know what? I know this, it may sound corny, but it's not, because there's a huge group of people that are coming together on Friday night at the Cascade Theater. It's a concert with over 100 musicians. Jerry Mapes, who is the head of the musical ministry at Reading Christian Fellowship. They have put this together. It's the third year. They've been backed by popular demand. He left tickets yesterday, so I'd love to give tickets away to you this morning.
80 people singing, a 35-piece orchestra, two shows, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Actually, it's very timely because it's called Homeland. Very patriotic, very historical. We need this right now. So give us a call. We've got free tickets for you here. To Homeland, and that's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. These tickets are for 6 p.m., so you early birds that like to be home by 8 o'clock, this is your chance to go to do something and show up, and I would like to give two tickets. First caller, and you know what? We've got a couple more after that. So first and second caller, Bob, we're going to give those tickets away this morning to Homeland.
Okay, we're going to be, we're not going to take a break right now because Bob's on the phone. As we move forward, Rob Pelletti was going to come in today and talk to me. He got called away. But about the number of people that are arrested. But let's talk about just one person. You know, we talk about this revolving door. Well, on the front page, or not the front page, but in the local paper here on the, I'm sorry, in the Record Search Site or the local news, there's a, seems to be a young man here in town that is quite the entrepreneur. His name is Tyler Yarnell. Okay, Tyler Yarnell, and he's making up to $500 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's in his 20s, and he can make up to $500 a day if he really hassles people. Yarnell is a beggar. He's been arrested 28 times, and he is...
$500 a day?
That's what he says. I don't know if it's true. If you look at his photo, he says if he really hassles people. What does that mean? Intimidates or, you know?
I don't know. It's either an attorney or a stripper that can make that kind of money.
Anyway, he's been arrested 6 times since January. He just got arrested for possession of stolen property, all types of things, forgery. A $1.1 million bail on Tyler now. So Tyler, you will not see out at big lots or down there, you know, out there begging. But it begs to answer is that if Tyler is in there for a $1.1 million bail and they're turning loose, you know, accused rapists and things, I'm just not sure if we should be keeping Tyler, except for the fact that he's
a minute.
He is a drag. You know, let's put him in jail and keep him there for a while. At least get him off the street so he can stop begging and give somebody else a chance to make $200 or $300 a day.
$500 a day.
That's what he said.
If he really
hassles people.
You know, there's just somebody who's ambitious.
Well, you know,
if we could channel
Tyler into something, maybe he could start a company.
Maybe he could clean up the garbage, and the county would pay a certain amount of money for all the garbage he collected.
Yeah, but he's not going to make $500 a day, you know, working.
Bruce, you just won your two tickets for Homeland. And again, congratulations.
And come on down
to
the
caller,
station.
We got another two tickets to give away, and this is for this fabulous patriotic show tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. It's a beautiful show, 6 p.m. Are these tickets? You want to get these tickets. They're free, and it's going to be a wonderful show. 100 musicians, 80 singers, and it's all about patriotism. We need it right now. KTNR 1460.
Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater on June 29th with two performances. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. Over 130 North State musicians coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. America, sweet land of liberty, where the residents dare to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost of living in the homeland. Come and celebrate our homeland. For information and tickets, call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Hi. I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them. Don't worry.
Finally! Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 58 degrees. Yes, we've had a great day, and we have to keep our...
No, okay, we've got to get into something better than this, because, you know, the veterans get screwed by Brown and the Democrats, and then the country gets screwed by the Supreme Court.
Sunny today anyway. With temperatures around 90, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 58. By the way, if you're next to your radio tonight or driving around, I will be on the air at 6 p.m. with On the Spot with Linda Bott. And a little on the fun side, we're going to have some of the gals, the Roller Girls gals that are going to be on. I'm going to be introducing you to some of they're a trip too. They're called the Angry Beavers. And then some of the cast members from Dancing with the Stars, which will be a week from this Saturday, July 7th. I cannot believe how much it's crawling up on us, but that's right.
So I can't believe it either, since I'm going to be dancing on that. Now, if you want a happy time, just watch me dance when you go out there. Hey, if you've got something, if you've got comments about the what just happened with the Supreme Court, give us a call at 530-605-4567 and let us know how you feel about this. Is this, I don't believe this is the end of the world. I don't think this is the end of the country. I think this is going to take, I think then now is that if people want to, if they think this is too big an encroachment into your private life that you've now been forced to buy, you're now being forced to buy, my friends, insurance. From the first time in our nation's history that we have been told that you're being forced to buy a product. And if the insurance companies don't provide it, then the government will. So now you're going to buy government insurance. Now, how many billions of dollars do you think this is going to cost us in taxes? Why do and the other question, of course, is the total cost in all this. Now, the Obama administration says it's going to save money. Frankly, I don't believe that. Every doctor that we have talked to, I mean, every doctor we have talked to has been against this. They see this as a slap against that it's going to have a severe impact on medical care in our country, even though it doesn't start till 2014. And people, and of course, the Washington Post and the liberal press is saying, "Oh, what a huge victory for Obama! Oh gosh, he's assured a second term now." Hey, my friends, I think that should not be assumed that he's got a second term when he's done so much to lessen what we have now. A change in presidents and a change in Congress and the Senate might be needed to roll back some of these things that are happening. Frankly, I'm quite surprised that Justice Roberts came down on the side of it. He's, quote, a conservative judge. And that Kennedy, who has, kind of always been that swing judge, says, you know what, the whole thing should be thrown out and start again. Should there be changes in our medical care? Yes. Did the idea about having existing conditions, should that have stayed in there? Yeah. Should kids be able to be on their parents' insurance policies to age 26? No. No. If you're in college, you're going to school, yes. But to age 26? Oh, I'm sorry, but at age 26, I had a job. I've been out of the house for a few years. Why should I still be under my parents' insurance? I don't understand that part.
It says here, deal reached on pre-existing conditions. We're just going back into...
The pre-existing conditions, I think, is that's fine, because if you had a job, Bob has a job someplace, he has insurance, he loses a job because the company goes down, but Bob picks up another job, you know, a few weeks later with another company, they could say, no, we're not going to handle any of your pre-existing conditions of either you or somebody in your family. See, I don't think that's fair. You know, frankly, that, okay, you know, I do have these pre-existing conditions. I lost my insurance from my company because they went under, and now I'm working at another job. He's willing to pay the premiums. That's not the point. The point is that they say, oh, we're not going to cover it. Well, see, that's, to me, that needed to be changed, in my opinion.
It says the government had argued the Congress had the authority to pass the individual mandate as part of its power regulate interstate commerce. The court disagreed with that analysis but preserved the mandate because the fine amounts to a tax that is within Congress' constitutional taxing powers.
Well, does that mean then that Congress can take that tax out? That's something we need to talk. We're going to have Lucky Jezrani on tomorrow, and he's going to, and we scheduled him tomorrow so we could talk the legal aspects of this. We're going to try and get a doctor on.
We're putting our calls out to our doctors. Yeah, some of them are on vacation.
See if they can come on in and talk about the impact that they think this is going to have on our medical community. But now we're going to take a quick break.
KCNR 1460.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And understand the bill is in committee, by the way.
Yeah, hey, you know what? We're changing the state song from California Here I Come to the Macarena. I understand that's in the Democrat committee. It's going out 5-2, five Democrats, 4-2 Republicans against. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to
you. Because you'll cry otherwise.
Supreme Court declares U.S. Air Force unconstitutional because it wasn't in the Constitution and it's not a tax. Okay, stop by today and visit Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They're our neighbors. They give you great deals. This is a large business here. They have all types of vehicles. They have previously owned vehicles. They have brand new vehicles. They're going to find a truck, SUV, or car to fit anybody's need. They take pride in the deals they make. They take pride in the way that they service your cars, your trucks, and your SUVs. Buying a vehicle is a big expense. Keep the money local. Shop local. And Redding Crown Motors is the place to go. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. They do great work, great service, and they're having a big, big sale going on here. You know, we got that 4th of July coming up. Stop down and see what kind of deal you can get from Redding Crown Motors.
Speaking of the 4th of July and all the things that are coming up to celebrate the independence of our nation, Homeland, wonderful show, Cascade Theater. I've got two tickets for the 8 o'clock show. I'd like to fill the seats. This might be something to help you out of your doldrums, especially with just, you know, pick up the paper, listen to the news, watch TV. It's depressing. We need to, like I said, keep the encouragement and the hope that, we all go, this is a time. We will get through this time. So there are 100 musicians that have come together. And think about their lives. Think about their families. Think about what they're doing this Friday night. The musicians and the singers that are coming out to do these patriotic songs for a convergence of a lot of spirit behind our country. It's called Homeland at the Cascade Theater. And we here at KCNR are giving you two tickets for the Friday night performance at 8 p.m. Give us a call here, 605-4567, 605-4567, and treat yourself to a really great evening and fill your heart back up with your patriotic soul.
Okay, aspects of the new health care plan that you have just been forced into. The exchanges are open in 214. It says that people must show when they file tax returns for 2014 that they had coverage. They had medical insurance coverage during that year, pay a tax penalty. That's right. If you don't get your insurance, you should show you're going to pay a tax penalty. The size of the penalty will rise over time and eventually reach a maximum of several thousand dollars. Companies with more than 50 workers will have to pay penalties starting at $2,000 per employee if they don't offer a set level of health benefits. You know what then you're going to just see which companies are going to just not offer them at all and just say, hey, you know what, we can't afford it, and the government is going to have to provide that. The law's challengers argued the federal government didn't have the constitutional power to compel Americans to obtain health insurance. Well, obviously, according to the Supreme Court, yeah, they do. Now, what happens with this? If the Republicans sweep into Congress with Mitt Romney, and they can come in and they can repeal this law, but they have to take control of Congress and the White House. So this could have a huge impact on the election. You know what? And coming in at 8 o'clock is Greg Beal, who is the head of or is going to be probably the next chairman of the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. He's probably out there dancing around on the sidewalk. But we'll come in and we'll talk about that. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about Greg, Democrats, Shasta County, and what he sees coming up here in the future. This is kind of probably a good event that he's here today with this thing coming out, so we can get the other side of this. I mean, most of the people that listen to us, not everybody, of course, but most of the people have got strong feelings about this health care plan. It's going to be good to hear somebody from the other side that, you know, it's very supportive of this and says why it's a good idea for this to happen. And the other, we're going to try and have a doctor on tomorrow. We're going to find a doctor and have them on tomorrow to talk about this. And during the show tomorrow also. And Lucky Jez Ryan, he talked about the legal aspects of this. of the Obamacare ruling, Supreme Court ruling. 6-3, it looks like. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Dave Anthony. It can't be a mandate, but it can be a tax. That's how the Supreme Court is keeping health care reform in place, not striking down President Obama's overhaul as unconstitutional. And as supporters cheer, Tea Partiers vow,
this is not over.
Chief Justice John Roberts was the big swing vote in the ruling. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live outside the courts.
Chief Justice Roberts authoring what will be a historic opinion allowing the so-called individual mandate to move forward. The government argued requiring Americans to purchase health insurance was allowed under the Commerce Clause. The Chief Justice says no, but instead treats the mandate like a tax and therefore no new federal authority. Roberts was joined by the four liberal justices, Sotomayor, Kagan, Breyer, and Ginsburg. Conservative justices Alito, Scalia, and Thomas were joined by Justice Kennedy, often seen as a swing vote in dissent. One part of the law was struck down, the court limiting a Medicaid expansion passed on to the states, but by and large a big win for the Obama administration, Dave.
Jared, there's no comment yet from the president directly, but Fox's Ed Henry is at the White House.
There's no other way to describe this than shock and celebration here. There are a lot of administration officials we've been talking to in recent days who are bracing for just the opposite outcome. I'm now told the president will be out in the next couple of hours.
What are Republican leaders saying?
Speaker of the House John Boehner, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell have also just put out statements saying this is just proof to them that it's time for Congress to step in and repeal the law.
And the head of the National Republican Rational Committee, Reince Priebus, says this underscores the need to elect Mitt Romney, who is expected to react soon. There is another Supreme Court ruling that's been overshadowed by health care. The court struck down a law that made it a crime to lie about receiving the Medal of Honor and other military awards, overturning a conviction under the Stolen Valor Act. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Again, our top Fox story. The Supreme Court upholds the health care reform law, saying that the individual mandate, if looked at as a tax, can be withheld, and so the president's reform is still in place for the most part. How is Wall Street reacting? Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal, live watching the markets.
Stocks still down in the wake of that very divided Supreme Court ruling. Healthcare stocks gyrated wildly as the ruling came out. One real winner so far is hospital giant HCA. Its stock up as much as 8% on the news. Other hospital stocks also spurred up, but insurers are the big losers. WellPoint, one of the bigger losers today, down almost 6% right now. Aetna off 4%. United Healthcare down 3%. The stocks of big drug makers, though, barely reacting. Johnson & Johnson, Bristol-Myers, Novartis, Pfizer, they're all down less than 1%. Dave?
Now, we did today, Dennis, get another look at the economy. The government said the growth in the first quarter stayed at 1.9%. That's what their initial estimate had said as well. And there was also 386,000 weekly jobless claims, a little bit less than the week before. Hundreds of homes have burned down around Colorado Springs by a wildfire that has forced some 34,000 people to evacuate their homes. The good thing is
firefighters have made progress even in those windy conditions.
Incident Commander Rich Harvey, other fires are also scorching Colorado and parts of Utah and Montana. An extensive search of that cargo ship in Newark, New Jersey, has ended without authorities finding any stowaways. They had used X-ray machines and canine units and officers to search over 450 of the 2,000 containers aboard a cargo ship that had began its journey from the United Arab Emirates back on May the 30th. The search began after a Coast Guard team heard knocking from one of the containers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning on June the 28th. June has gone away. This is a day that will go down that people will remember a long time, June 28th, the decision today in the Supreme Court. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room as many have. I'm looking down there, see Indy Guy, Cheryl, and many others. And Linda's here with the weather.
This next hour is going to light your fire, so you want to make sure that you are ready to be on standby with the chat room as well as the phone calls. We have a sunny day today to look forward to, 90 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 58. Tomorrow, same. Looks like we have a sunny Friday with 90. Saturday, slight chance of showers, lowering our temperatures to 88. And through the weekend. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This weekend they have incredible music and go have some dining out on the patio where you can watch a beautiful sunset. And, man, I'll tell you what, you want to go see some great critters and butterflies and
lavender,
just,
honey,
and I
everything.
Think we probably really need it in these times. It's peace out. Peace out. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Again, I am taking a caller for two tickets that we have here for the show tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater called Homeland. 100 musicians and 80 vocalists, a evening filled with patriotic songs. It will be an 8 o'clock p.m. show, and that is tomorrow night. So the first caller here is 605-4567. Get these tickets, complimentary of Homeland.
Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What's happening with the stock market now since the decision came out?
It's turned lower. And so the Dow right now is down 150 points at 12,475. The S&P 500 is down 15 points at 1316. The NASDAQ Composite is down 43 points at 2832. Active stocks on the big board, Pfizer's down 18 cents, trading at $22.43. United Health Group down $1.24 at $58.05. Lowe's down a quarter, trading at $27.05. Local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric down 35 cents, trading at $44.38. PepsiCo's off 55 cents at $69.20. Walmart down 96 cents, trading at $67.63. Looking to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.59%. The 30-year bond is 2.66. For commodities, gold is down $24.60 an ounce at $15.53. Silver's off 75 cents at $26. Crude oil down $1.65, trading at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Talk to Susan if you want some information on the stock market. As you can imagine, it's pretty volatile this morning after the Supreme Court decision. But they're the ones to help you walk your way through that little minefield of investments. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Our guest, Greg Beal, who is on the the Central Committee of the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. Good morning, Greg.
Morning.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station. and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Once upon a time, there was light in my life. Now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Bob, you're just going for it. Macarena and everything here. Hey, call on the bot, 8:12 in the morning on June the 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. A community room that they allow people to use, and they encourage people to get together and for different events there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Plus their prices on coffee and coffee beans and any type of coffee maker you can think of are the best also in town. 35 years in the business, our neighbors, and they support our community. Joe and Shelley do from Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Greg Beal is our guest, and Greg is a member of the Shasta County Democrat Central Committee. And has been, I don't know, how long have you been involved with the Central Committee or politics?
Well, I've been involved with politics a long time, but mostly in an academic sense.
Okay. In fact, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Redding, California. I graduated from high school here from Shasta High. I was just talking to the police chief that happened to be here, the new police chief, and about Bob Blankenship, who was a classmate. Actually, he was the right guard on our football team, and his blocking along with another guard and a couple other guys got me a chance to play major college football. I played 4 years for Stanford University. I graduated from Stanford, and then I went to Sac State for my teaching credential and master's degree in government, of all things. I spent 35 years in the business, as I put it, about half that time, 16 years as a teacher, coach. I was head football coach at Shasta High School for 6 years. That was an interesting ride. And then I became administrator, and I basically sat in, half dozen seats ranging from assistant principal, dean of students, all the way up to I retired as a superintendent of a small district outside of Willows, California. Before we go any further, I need to say happy anniversary to my wife, Jan, who is home. She prepped me when I left the house today. I think she's listening, so.
Well, happy anniversary.
I didn't forget, okay? So.
How many years?
You know, I don't remember. 14 years. She's my second wife. My first wife died of breast cancer about 15 years ago, so.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I've got two girls. We've got seven grandchildren. I'm retired. I play golf at Gold Hills. I live there every day, practically. I'm a golf fanatic. And that's about basically it.
Okay, and then you. And so when did you get? I mean, you've been involved in politics probably, but has it been at this level where you're up at, on the committee here, or was it just kind of grassroots stuff?
No, mostly grassroots stuff. I was too busy basically with
making a living
and doing the school thing. Though, of course, there are some politics involved, as most people that I'm talking to, superintendents and principals and board members and teachers. So I was involved in school politics quite a bit.
Is school politics tough?
Well, let's put it this way. I was president of the union, SSTA, they call it, and CTA locally for a couple of years, and then moved over to management. So I actually literally walked around the table in negotiations. And interestingly enough, not immediately, I became human resources director for the high school district. And so for almost 5 years, I was along with, of course, a lawyer and others, was the negotiator against the union. So.
Was your heart in it?
Oh, yeah, of course I did. You know, that's my job. There are some teachers out there to this day who go, Beale, turncoat, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
Well, do you have something to do with charter schools now?
Didn't misunderstand me at all. I'm president of the board of the Academy for Personalized Learning here in Reading. It's a charter school. It's chartered to the Gateway Unified School District. It's a independent charter, which means really Gateway isn't really directly involved in the running of the school. They basically sponsor us. But we have been pretty successful. We've gone from, around 300 and something, 20, to well over 400 in our enrollment. We occupy the old Social Security office out to the east side, and it's been remodeled. It's a beautiful place, and we're doing pretty well right now as far as charter schools are concerned.
Well, charter schools have a different set of rules than public schools do, in the sense of is no unions. Is that true?
No, not at all. About 15 to 20% of charter schools in the United States, in California are CTA.
Okay.
Or AFT, matter of fact. I know that because I was a director for this charter school as an interim for a while, about 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And there was actually, about 5 years ago, a pretty hard push by CTA to organize more charter schools. It's probably about 15 to 20% now that are union. Charter schools have a choice, just like public schools have a choice, whether they will be CTA or AFT or whatever other union they are or not. So,
or no union.
Right. And as a no union shop, which is what we are now, we're an at-will. Governor Wilson back in the 90s was able to pass at-will legislation, which affects not just charter schools, it affects business generally. Which means that as an at-will, the employer can basically terminate without basically cause. Workers can work without a contract, so to speak. Now, what we do, without getting too much into this, though, is we involve in kind of a quasi-collective bargaining sense. It kind of goes back into the old meet and confer days that I can remember before public employees became unionized in 1978-77, the RADA Act for educators. We meet and confer and consult with the teachers. They have a committee. Our director meets with them to talk about working conditions, salary, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there's still discussion going on,
right.
But it's not a quote-unquote union, correct?
Well, right-to-work states just means exactly that. You don't have to belong to a union to work at a business.
Correct.
Right?
And in fact,
but don't you have?
I knew we were going to start talking about education. My daughter.
Well, I don't plan on it, but you, why not talk to somebody who's been on both sides of it? Because there's a lot of questions, especially, I know you're tuned into what's happening up here in Shasta County.
Right.
25 superintendents and, you know.
Crazy. That's nuts.
It's crazy. I mean, and then the newest legislation about you can't fire teachers. And I mean, Armelino came in here and he's going, I don't know what to do because of the new rules here.
Well,
because it's based on the come of a budget.
You can fire teachers. You could, it's, the problem is if they have access to union money or CTA money, I should say, the CTA is obligated to represent them in conflicts or whatever with the district. Now, I will tell you, as human resources director, and it's been a while ago, but I don't think it's changed, you meet and you confer with the union, and there's possibilities of agreements being made. And I was party to a few of those, where teachers who were under fire and had done some things that they shouldn't have done, I'm not talking criminally, but they weren't performing, we found ways for them to leave.
Okay.
So it's not quite what is perceived as you can leave the dummy and the really poor teacher there forever now.
Okay. Well, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Greg Beal, who's a member of the Shasta County Central Committee, Democratic Central Committee. We're going to come back and let's jump on to this big guy. Let's talk about Obamacare since we get back.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the weather's on the street.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue, locally owned and operated since 1994, is your complete sleep headquarters. Shop their huge inventory for all your sleep comfort needs. Creason's carries a full inventory of Natura, NextGel, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new OMI 100% natural rubber latex mattress, the purest mattress made. Forever change the way you sleep starting tonight with the purchase of a new mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery, where you'll find a mattress to meet your comfort needs, from the affordable to the most luxurious sleep lines, giving you unbelievable sleep comfort for years to come. Plus, Creason's always have 12 months no interest OAC, free bed frame or free local delivery, and setup with the purchase of premium mattress sets. Unlike the big box stores, Creason's knowledgeable staff are trained to help you make the right decision for your particular sleep needs. And in most cases, when you purchase your new Creason's mattress today, you'll be sleeping better tonight. Ask for the details on Creason's 30-night sleep guarantee only at Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Everybody wants to rule the world. You just keep finding them, don't you? 8:25 in the morning. It's June the 28th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number here. KCNR 1460 is we're running through the chat room, and it's running fast. We've got weather here, right?
Well, absolutely. And a portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Of course, the best coffee and iced coffee at $3 for your coffee of the month. Currently, today's going to be 90, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, right. Short drive outside of Palo Cedro. The best pizza out there on Thursday nights, plus, in fact, tonight's pizza night. And we have, and then music this weekend, 474-5546. Come a call out there. Our guest is Greg Beal, who is a member of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. And we've been talking, he's really been in education his whole life here. And there's a lot of questions I'd like to ask you, but let's move on to other things. The Obamacare ruling, 5-4, Supreme Court decision, upholds Obamacare. All of it. It looks like I said they may make some changes in the Medicare portion of it. But the fact is that now everybody from the day you're born to the day you die is required to have health insurance.
No, unfortunately, that's not true. Last night, on MSNBC, which of course I watch rather than Fox, it was really pointedly
can't
made.
Get Fox.
Oh, I get it.
Okay,
I can tell you stories about Fox, but anyway, the bottom line is
about MSNBC.
Obamacare, or I'd prefer to call it the Affordable Care Act, does not cover 27 million Americans as it's presently written.
Who doesn't it cover
after it's implemented? You know what? That's interesting. I really don't know. Lawrence O'Donnell said, use that quote, that number. I've heard that number several other places. I'm not sure what that is that it doesn't cover, but it doesn't cover everybody.
I'd be interested to know who it doesn't cover, but it does cover, but they said another 30 million people.
Correct. There's about 50 million, give or take, that have no health insurance, one of whom is my daughter, as a matter of fact, in the United States. I think, I'm pretty sure.
Well, she'll be required now to buy it.
Right. And he's also, that's interesting that you bring that up, because he is a small business owner, his the husband. And currently, it's like a 2 or 3 person shop, and they can't afford or won't buy health insurance, and she's pregnant with this, her second child, my 8th grandchild. And she can't, right now, there's a state program that'll help for maternity until the baby's born, and then after that, there's no health insurance for them. You can believe that I'm very concerned and worried about that scenario. Again, I keep saying I'm not sure. Remember, the Affordable Care Act doesn't fully go into effect until 2014. Actually, I've heard some places that fully implemented by 2015, which is 3 years from now.
That's
so
true.
There's going to be a lot of adjustments. There's a lot of knowledge that we're going to find out about this law in the next 2 to 3 years.
What do you think as the idea that you're being forced to buy health insurance?
Well,
just because for one reason is that you're breathing.
Again, as a Democrat and as a progressive Democrat, I sometimes wonder, of course, the Affordable Care Act was a compromise that worked its way. I'm not going to go through the torturous
It started back years and decades ago.
Yeah, and
this took, is decades. Everybody knows
took,
that.
It took a difficult thing to even get it passed. I mean, they had to go to the Reconciliation Committee because they didn't have the 60 votes in the Senate, which we could go on and on about. But the bottom line is certainly not what progressives wanted. I kind of wonder sometimes if we should just said, oh, the heck with it, and go Medicare for everybody at a fairly basic rate. Obviously, I don't think we could afford to cover all medical expenses like facelifts and those kinds of things for everybody. But a Medicare for everybody where everybody had a basic level of health care that was taxed, if you will,
Now I guess we can say tax because that's what the Supreme Court
said. That's what it is. It's a tax. Even though the Obama administration says, no, it's a fee. Then they changed over to tax and the Republicans are saying it's a tax. No, it's a fee. Well, I mean, I don't understand this.
Well, the thing is, I think the court was spot on this. I haven't read the decision, which of course is almost as long as the Affordable Care Act.
2,500 pages probably.
Yeah.
But you know what? We need to pass it to see what's in it though.
Okay, so anyway, the point is that I really wonder, as we fight through this again for I don't know how many years, if we should have thought about maybe Medicare for everybody and at a basic level, and that way we wouldn't be talking about another 27 million who won't be covered. The other big issue here is...
I would like to find out who these 27 million are, though.
Yeah, me too. And I mean,
because we're talking about illegals now, right?
Well, no, I don't think you're talking about illegals. You're talking about a certain sector of the legal population that can't get coverage. So, that's typical of this. There's a lot of unanswered questions for the Affordable Care Act that both sides don't know the answer to.
We've had several doctors on, different persuasions, that every one of them thinks that this is going to have a significant impact, a negative impact on medical care here in the United States.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, doctors are our interest group, and they're coming from their side of the argument. So,
okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Greg Beal, a progressive Democrat who also has got some concerns and questions about what's going on with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. We'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. There was celebration.
Obamacare for all! Obamacare for all!
And protest.
This is not over.
Reaction to the Supreme Court voting 5-4 to declare legal the requirement in the Obama administration's health care law of 2010 that all Americans have health insurance, allowing that as a tax. The reaction at the White House?
There's no other way to describe this than shock and celebration here. There are a lot of administration officials we've been talking to in recent days who are bracing for just the opposite outcome.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House. The Republican reaction, that is, from Capitol Hill.
They knew it would never have passed if they said it was a tax. Well, the Supreme Court has spoken. This law is a tax.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The president is expected to talk about the ruling in less than an hour. This is a Fox News alert.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater on June 29th with two performances. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. Over 130 North State musicians coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. America, sweet land of liberty, where the residents dare to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost of living in the homeland. Come and celebrate our homeland. For information and tickets, call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, June the 28th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. DC Tim and the Man in Black are going to give you a great haircut. They shave around your ears. They shave down the back of your neck. You don't get that very often. Discounts for veterans, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there and catch up on your reading and your National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, Road and Track. And I guarantee you Dr. Phil will not be on the TV. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest, Greg Beal, who's a member of the Shasta County Central Committee, Democratic Central Committee. We were talking, we just started talking healthcare. And the recent Supreme Court decision, and Justice Roberts was the swing vote on this. And you weren't surprised because he's a constitutionalist, and he believed, obviously, this is something that was in the Constitution, the ability to tax.
Well, I was surprised.
I was really surprised.
I thought it was going to be the other way. Everybody that was talking about the swing vote,
yeah,
if you will, was Justice Kennedy.
Yeah.
Justice Roberts, however,
never saw that one coming.
Well, you know, that's not the first time in Supreme Court history that that's happened.
Yeah.
We were having quite a conversation during commercial break, and the problem is, there's a lot to talk about here. If you have me back, I'll come back because there's a zillion issues, and sometimes hearing the progressive point of view might be a little refreshing out there. I know some of my golfing buddies find it refreshing from time to time.
You know what? When we started our radio station, it's for community radio station.
Right.
You know, it's for all of our community. We've had the Occupy people on. We've had everybody you can possibly imagine on here because it's a part of our community. And, yes, we need to be talking. We need to be able to spread and share our ideas in a civil manner. And, if we can't do that, then we're too far down the line anyway. So,
well, one of the worst things that's happened is, and I'm doing the same thing, is my mother-in-law was a Fox News aficionado and watched it 24/7. And what we do right now, even though my wife is a Republican, is
God bless you.
We watch MSNBC a lot. And I don't look at the other side very much. And I think probably if you out there listening right now, there's a lot of people who do the opposite. They watch Fox News or whoever all the time and don't look at the other side. The problem is I'm sitting here looking at the United States flag, and it's got a bunch of writing on here, I'm sure, from your military career. And you know what? That flag doesn't care whether a Republican or Democrat. You get in a firefight with somebody, they don't vote on where your political views are. I was a football coach for 6 years. And Clay Arrow is a great football coach at Enterprise High School, certainly had a better one-loss record than I ever had, said, there is no me in team. I am bothered a great deal by that in our country, because I think right now we are so involved in partisanship, so involved in arguing with one another and going up and down and back and forth, that we're forgetting that we are in a global economy competition. There are countries in this world, and China being one major one, who love it that we're arguing among ourselves and beating ourselves up. I mean, for heaven's sake, 50 states in this country, and we're all competing with one another economically. What? We don't have a national economic policy. Now, I know that smacks of big government, but everybody else does pretty much have a national economic policy. All right? When you have a national economic policy, you're a we, you're not a me. So sometimes I think we need to talk more and yell less at each other.
I agree on that, but we can also – I agree. In fact, I agree 100% with what you just said. I think everybody would love to see the days of the bipartisanship where both sides could argue with each other across the aisle and then go out and have dinner afterwards and discuss things and get across on that way. And you know, I don't, you know, you know, having a world economy. I'm not, you know, I'm not strong on that because I see all these world economies that are based off, you know, that we in our 50 states who don't agree with anybody, we're such a strong economic force without that. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for our guest or just a statement?
Well, I've got a couple of questions for him.
Okay.
First of all, I don't remember the gentleman's name.
Greg Beal.
Mr. Beal, do you believe in the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States?
Let's see. There's probably 10 times in my career, both with the military and with schools, where I've taken the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Of course I do.
Well, with that being said, and you agreeing with it, how in the world, with a clear conscience, can you support President Obama when he violates both of those?
Well, that's your opinion, sir. It's not mine.
Well, it's not my opinion. The fact of the matter is he has ordered the police against immigration laws so that they can't be deported. That's a violation of law.
Well,
he has done things against the Constitution. He's invoking presidential rights without going through Congress. What's become of the country?
Well, you know what? A few years ago,
what's become of the arrangement we had set up?
Hey, Henry, let Mr. Beal speak.
A few years ago, I was feeling the same thing about George W. Bush. It's the way it works, sir. I mean, you get people who disagree about what the president does. Right now, nor George W. Bush nor Obama, President Obama, has done an impeachable offense by any standard. I mean, we can talk all we want, but when you start talking about unconstitutional, illegal stuff, that's your opinion. That's not necessarily my opinion, and that's all the difference.
Ask him about that.
Okay. All right, Henry, thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to take a break. Our guest is Greg Beal. When we come back, okay, we've been talking about the Obamacare/Affordable Care Act. Let's talk about immigration and and some of the things that are happening and get your thoughts on that.
Sure.
But I also want, before we get out of here today, let's talk about the Democratic Party here up in the North State.
Sure.
And your thoughts on that because you're in the middle of all that too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Greg Beal, the Central Committee for the Democratic Party up here in Shasta County.
Challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus, $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful.
For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Celebrate the 4th of July at View 202. Their special Independence Day celebration will feature specialties from their menu and the best view of the fireworks in town from your seat on the patio. Space is limited and reservations are recommended. Dinner will be served from 5 to 10 p.m. and tickets are only $59 per person. Reserve your spot on the patio by purchasing in advance. Call 226-8439. That's 226-VIEW. Or stop by View 202 at 202 Hempstead Drive in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Body, 45 in the morning, June the 28th, the day the Supreme Court made a decision. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. 1268 Twinview Boulevard. They will give you a deal on your bike like you can't believe. Established in 1977. They want you to ride a Harley. I want you to ride a Harley. They carry a full range of not only just motorcycles, but accessories, service items, clothing, you name it, they've got it. And they will give you a deal of a lifetime right up at Redding Harley Davidson. And then they're going to take care of your bike in an exceptional manner. They've taken care of my Harley. I've got a 2003 Road King Classic that they have kept in super shape. Give them a call at 241-7117 or just stop by and see them again at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And just remember, experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson.
Hey, a woman has been named Veteran of the Year.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Christine Sullivan. You know her being the Director of History at the board on the board of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. She was honored by the 2nd Assembly District with Jim Nielsen, who named her. Sullivan served in the Army from 1976 to 1979 and won the first enlisted woman to be assigned to a combat aviation battalion. So congratulations. Nielsen presented Sullivan with an official recognition from the state during a ceremony and luncheon in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's right. It's, and the day that they recognize this, and great job by Christine.
You had the great
so
honor of a few years back being having
I
the
was,
same honor
was,
bestowed upon you.
And it is a super honor. And so, Christine, congratulations for what you did. Hey, there's going to be a rally tonight at on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop.
We do, in fact, have Rally Sally on the line, if you give me just a second here.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Greg Beal, who is he's given a progressive Democrat who is on the Central Committee for Shasta County and the Democrats. And let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Yes, hi, Carl. I was just calling to let your listeners know that we will be having a repeal Obamacare rally this evening at 5 o'clock on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop Drive. This rally was something that we planned no matter what the decision was that came down, because we feel that, you know, Congress is still going to have to repeal this law if we want to get it taken away. So we still need to alert people to what the decision was today, and we have not given up the fight.
Okay. Well, you know what? I hope not, because I think that I think there's a lot of parts of this act that's going to have a, you know, impact on us in the future.
Well, and yes, and now we can certainly call it a tax and call
it a tax,
because
that's what it is. And it was amusing to see how both sides flip-flopped on whether it was a fee or a tax.
Yep. Okay. Come on out tonight, 5 o'clock, Cypress and Hilltop.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Greg.
Yes.
we see you there tonight?
You know, I've been invited to talk after one of my letters to the editor to one of the Tea Party groups, and I respectfully decline. The problem is when you're coming from my point of view, and sometimes I get a little wordy because I'm not just coming from the Democratic point of view, I'm coming from a student of government's point of view. I mean, a master's degree does matter for something. And you can talk to some of my friends, he'll say he goes on and on and on. The problem with a lot of these issues, I was listening to that caller, is these are not simple issues. They're complex issues. Reducing them to a rally on a street corner, like they're going to do tonight, because somehow this is a struggle between the president and the forces of conservatism, is not, in my opinion, cheapens the argument. And I'm not saying necessarily that they're wrong or right. I'm just saying that when you return it to a rally, where you've got the signs up and you're screaming and yelling and those kinds of things, the figuring out the mess of insurance and healthcare in this country is not going to be settled in a street corner. It's going to be settled by years, if you will, of further legislation, further discussion, further reform, further change, because the bottom line is the United States has the most expensive healthcare system in the world, and for some it's the best healthcare system in the world, and for some others it's the worst. We rank below 20 in the world by a lot of international polls in terms of the quality of our health care. That's a fact. It's very expensive. Everybody knows that
depends on, again, who's taking the polls, though, right?
It depends. This is the World Health Association,
World Health Association. Just who is the World Health Association?
No, well, okay. This is the other thing. If now we're disputing whether or not, I mean, okay, listeners out there, you all know that the healthcare system that we have in this country is very, very expensive for insurance. So the point is, what do we do about it? Now, my point, all I'm trying to make is, you know, to scream and yell at one another about it and holler, and somebody's going to win on this thing or lose on this thing. And today, supposedly, the Democrats won on this thing. I'll give you a little clue here. The Democrats didn't win on this thing. Not even close. This thing, if you will, this issue is going to go on for years in this country until we finally face it. Quit kicking the can down the road and face it and decide what we're going to do about it. Because, gang, it's not sustainable the way we're going. And that is with the Affordable Care Act. That's my opinion.
We're going to take a break on that one. Okay.
Okay, let me just say this thing before, and then you can say that. Yes, I think you're right. I think we need to take a look at our health care.
Absolutely.
And I don't think this is the best way to do it, but I think that you're right that this is just the start. This is just the first gun fired. So this, you know, what we need to do is come up with a health care in our country, and we both believe this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's still, we need to do something so our people are taken care of in a reasonable way.
We have got a caller on the line, but please hang out for our breaks. These are our sponsors. They make this show happen. You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180 degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:55 in the morning, June the 28th, 530-605-4567. Tomorrow we're going to have Lucky Jezrani on, and this was, you know, I don't know if this was just fortuitous or if it was, you know what, but having Greg Beal on, our guest, who is the on the member of the Central Committee of the Democratic Party here for Shasta County, and a self-proclaimed very progressive Democrat, the same day that the Obamacare affordable health care ruling came out, was kind of, I thought, very fortuitous. Tomorrow we're going to have Lucky Jezrani on. He's going to be talking about the ruling and getting more into the legal aspects of it, what this means. But also Jim Nielsen's going to be on tomorrow to talk about some things that have been happening in the down in Sacramento, including on the veterans' home, how the veterans again got waylaid in the darkness of night. But let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda, Greg.
Good morning.
Morning.
Anyway, yeah, I just want to clear up a couple of things. First of all, as far as the Tea Party goes, when we've had speakers come in from the Democratic Party, and I have friends that are Democrats, we've had people come in, they get a fair shake like everybody else. We control the microphones. We have a situation where when people speak, we make sure they're asking questions, not making statements, and going after those people. When Obamacare first was out there, we had 5 people come in the medical profession, 2 of which were for Obamacare, 3 of which were against Obamacare. At that point, we took questions. At the end, there were respectful questions. No one was attacking anybody, number one. Number two, I agree with you, Greg. I think that dialogue has to be, you know, adult. A dialogue has to be in a situation where we're talking to each other respectfully. And for you to make the comment that we stand out on the corner and we scream and yell, which we don't do. In fact, if you turn on the news, no matter what you're watching, you'll see people in front of the White House and people in front of the Supreme Court. They're very respectful. They're dressed well. There's people out there. There is no mess behind. So before you start attacking and making comments like that, maybe you should really see what the facts are. And really and truly, if you'd like to come speak at the Tea Party, that's great. I mean, we have an open forum for everybody. We're nonpartisan, so I don't know where you're getting your information from, but I think that kind of dialogue, when you're making assumptions about people screaming, yelling on a corner, is just incorrect, and I think we should get past that.
Sir, what I meant was exactly this. To argue, to debate the Affordable Care Act, not Obamacare, right there, you push a button with me. It's the Affordable Care Act. There's no Obamacare about that. But when you're taught, what I was saying is you cannot deal with these complex issues with demonstrations in the corner, whether you're on the progressive side or you're on the conservative side. The dialogue on this thing has been, quite frankly, not in the best interest of the American people.
That's on both sides. But that's on, yeah, on both sides. I mean, both, whether it's Mr. Ed or Mr. Bill.
And we really appreciate your call, Terry. I can't believe how the time is just
snapped up here.
Okay,
I didn't get a chance to talk about Fast and Furious and, you know, Holder and Executive Privilege. I didn't get a chance really to get into about
You will come back.
About the, you know, about the deportation, democratic control of the complete government in California.
Global warming, threw that in there, too.
Global warming? Doug Craig, good friend of ours, and you know, agree to disagree. Anyway, Greg, you'll come back. Right?
You need to reconsider speaking at the Tea Party. I think it's a good engagement, and I think everybody needs to cleanse, to express themselves. And you're a great conversationalist, a great debater. So why not?
I may reconsider that. Again, it's early. It's 1 hour since we found out about this decision. Nobody's read it yet.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot to find out here. Just like I said, I'm American. I'm a Democrat, but I'm American first. And that's the way it's always been with me.
You know, and that's all we can ask for our people. You know, whatever you are, that you're an American first.
And thank you.
And Bob is waving at us. Greg, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Love to have you back again. I hope you
looking for the football sign.
Yeah.
Timeout.
Well, you got to be careful. Once Stanford starts playing, I'm gone.
That's
every Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Carl and DeBott, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. What opponents call Obamacare stands.
Obamacare was bad law yesterday. It's bad law today.
Mitt Romney moments ago vowing again to repeal the law if elected after today's 5-4 Supreme Court decision largely upholding the president's health care overhaul, including the individual mandate.
It's time for Republicans to stop refighting yesterday's battle.
The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live outside the Supreme Court.
Chief Justice John Roberts, the critical swing vote to uphold the requirement Americans buy health insurance or pay a penalty. In the 5-4 opinion, Roberts says Congress cannot impose that mandate from the Commerce Clause, but the mandate can be treated as a tax regardless of its wisdom or fairness. In fact, only one aspect of the Affordable Care Act, the Medicaid expansion passed to the states, was limited by this court ruling. Justice Anthony Kennedy, often a swing vote, sided with the conservative wing in a dissent. Lisa.